The following interview was conducted on behalf of the Oral History Program of the Washington County Museum and Century High School. The interviewee name is Tin Bao. The interviewer is Trung Tran. The interview took place at 16285 Northeast Shandell Avenue on Wednesday, May 30th, 2001, 4:30 p.m. So when did you decide to come to America?
I came to America about September of 1970. At that time, or before I came to America, I was in my teen, living in Vietnam, or South Vietnam, city in South Vietnam. I didn't know much about politics. But I knew that I don't like communism. South Vietnam had their own government who opposes communism, and they were also supported by United States because they want a democracy, a democracy country too. There were a lot of Americans, troops in Vietnam at that time, and, South Vietnam were pretty much living in a democracy, society. Things were fun. There's a lot of fun things during that time, but also, there was the war at that time, so a lot of people had to go to war. Kids, like, as soon as you turn 15 or 16, I think it was 16, you're drafted to go to the war. And I was about 14 at that time, and I didn't want to get drafted to the war. So that, plus, I didn't like the communism rule. That's why I fled to, or I fled Vietnam. I fled Vietnam by boat. You had to pay a lot of money to fled Vietnam, and you get on this little tiny boat where, there was a lot of people on that same boat. There were so many people on that boat that it looks like the boat would sink, or the waves would flip the boat over or something, because the boat was so small with so many people on it. We were on the boat in the Pacific Ocean south of Vietnam for about 3 days. We're just floating, hoping for something happens. Somebody would come to the rescue, because we had no idea where we were going, and we have no sense of direction out there, and we ran out of food on our second day, so everybody had to pretty much, hold their stomach for a whole entire day on the third day. And luckily, there was a bigger boat that pulled us in to shore. And I think that was in Thailand. They pulled us into Thailand's shore, and there was a refugee camp there. In Bangkok. So we were camping in Bangkok for about 8 months. And then we finally get to fly to America from there, because I think Thailand was under democracy rule.
Oh, how did you feel when you first got to America?
When I first came to America, I felt like this is the land of opportunity, and you can do something with your life here. You have the freedom. And that's pretty much how it is, but things were a little bit harder than it seems. I had to, when I came here, I couldn't speak any English, and jobs was pretty hard to get a job, but I managed to find a job or fa find a job in working at a gas station, because that was easy. It doesn't require much English, and I did that for 5 years, doing that, and then I moved up to a better job working for assembling company, assemble stuff, but there were, it's a lot, and the living standards here are nicer. You have electricity and water, which is rare in Vietnam, and you can pretty much, there are things that, there's a lot of things that you can do here that you can't do in Vietnam.
What kind of activities were you engaged in during that time?
Not much that I was doing. I didn't really do much in or engage in anything with the war. I was pretty much working to support myself, and the only thing I did was really follow the news and watch the news on TV, see what's happening with the war, and read the newspaper, because I'm rooting for to see what's happening next in Vietnam, because I have relatives that lives in Vietnam.
How were your relatives involved in the war?
Well, my father was in the war. He was a lieutenant for a unit in the South Vietnam Army. I think he commands about 15 to 20 officers or soldiers defending South Saigon or defending Saigon. And my mom was with him at that time. And that's how I learned much about, what is communism and what is democracy. It's pretty much my father and my mom. In fact, my father lived in Vietnam after the war, until he died a few years ago. But yep, I had my parents, fighting for South Vietnam.
How did things change after you got here?
As far as life for people who fled to Vietnam, such as me, it changed a lot. You're away from communism country, and you're living under democracy, which is great, and which is what I came here for. You learn a new, totally new culture, a new lifestyle, new language, pretty much a new life. Your whole life has changed. And when I came here, I was pretty much by myself and had to learn English, get my own job, support myself. I did this all in my teens. Pretty much go with what society, go with what happening in society, and hoping to get a better life.
Did you have did your relatives do anything that would, I guess, involve support for the United States? Or did they were involved were they involved in any activities which were considered like outrageous or really radical at the time, or?
Not really. That my father was in the army and he pretty much just do what he was ordered to do from his, commander. And as far as outrageous actions or I haven't seen one.
How were you, I guess, how were you treated when you, when you got here? Were you welcomed, or?
Well, it depends on the people. There were a lot of people who are very, very nice and treat colored people really well. But there are also others who didn't support the war, and they were often discriminate colored people like us, like Asian people. I don't know the reason. It could be that they had family members that was in the war that had died from the war, and maybe they didn't support the war, and they maybe they had to blame on somebody or take it on somebody else. I can't say much about that, but I was discriminated, or I felt there were some discrimination against colored people. There were lots of incidents that happened to me when I first came to America. An example was, you wait in the doctor's office, and or you go to an emergency room, and you're waiting for someone to help you, and it seems most of the time it seems like you're the last one to being helped, and that made me felt like I'm discriminated, but what can I do? What can I say? Or when I was at my job, I get less of a raise than other people, although I have better performance, and I work harder, very good attendance and everything. Been there the longest, but when it comes to a race time, you don't get as much as other people. Incidents just like that happens everywhere, at your job, or just wherever. It just depends who it is.
Did you notice your neighbors or any of your friends or anyone like maybe around your neighborhood, were they like actively involved in like were they actively involved in the war? Did they support the war? Did something radical or maybe?
You mean friends in the United States or
Yes,
friends in Vietnam?
in the United States.
I don't have much. I didn't have a lot of friends in the United States at that time. But I watch the news all the time. There's always riots and protest and People standing around the city hall, and lots of people holding up signs, and they're throwing rocks into shops, and just kind of like violent protest. Normally it happens in downtown. I didn't really have or know any people that are involved in the protest.
Overall, what's your reaction to, I guess, what's your reaction to maybe decisions made by the president at the time, President of the United States?
Well, if I were in the president's position, I would probably did the same thing that he did, was withdraw the American troops from Vietnam, because there were so many Americans were dying, and because I'm a Vietnamese and I am rooting for democracy, I would definitely want as much help and support from America as South Vietnam can get, so they can win the war. But at the same time, to put myself into Americans' position, where they had their family members going to the war and dying in a different country where they shouldn't be there, because they don't know the land, they're far away from home, and it's not really their war. This is a war for pretty much for Vietnam, and if I were an American, I would not support the war, and let other country deal with their problems, and not for the United States. But pretty much that's my view, in two different views.
Overall, do you have anything to, I guess, to conclude or say anything else?
About the war, the whole Vietnam War.
The whole incident, the whole, your past, maybe your life. Any messages you want to leave?
Well, I just hope that the government learned from history. Make smart decisions before they take any real actions. I think the war wasn't a good idea in the first place, because there involved a lot of deaths and resulted in nothing. But that's just that's just history, and you gotta learn from it. As far as for myself, I'm glad things turned out okay for me, because I fled Vietnam, and and here I am still here today, doing okay with life. Having a better life for my children and the children and the my grandchildren's, giving them a better life and not having them to go through what happened in Vietnam.